Trait goal split AC condensing unit. Anatomy and service. A whole unit field guide to the outdoor condensing unit of a straight cool split system. Every component in the cabinet, how it's wired and plumbed, the sequence on a cooling call, and the parts that fail with how to diagnose them. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A split air conditioner is split into two halves, the indoor section evaporator coil plus air handler slash furnace blower and the outdoor condensing unit. The condensing unit is the box in the yard with a fan on top. It holds the compressor and the condenser coil, the high pressure, heat rejecting side of the refrigeration cycle. Straight cool means it only cools, there's no reversing valve, so it can't run backward to heat, that's a heat pump. Everything you already know about the refrigeration cycle lives in this cabinet. The compressor raises pressure and temperature, the condenser coil rejects that heat to outdoor air, and the now liquid refrigerant heads down the liquid line to the indoor metering device. The outdoor unit is where most electrical and high side problems are diagnosed. How it's built? Open the access panel and the service port side and you'll find. Compressor. Usually a scroll, sometimes a reciprocating on older slash smaller units. It's the pump. Single phase residential compressors are run by a capacitor and switched by a contactor. Condenser coil. The fin end tube or microchannel coil wrapping the cabinet. Hot discharge gas enters, rejects heat to the air the fan pulls through it, and leaves as a subcooled liquid. Condenser fan motor pulls or pushes outdoor air across the coil, driven by a run capacitor on most residential units. Contactor, the relay that switches line voltage one or both legs to the compressor and condenser fan when the indoor control calls Y. Run capacitor S. A dual round cap typically serves both the compressor HERM terminal and the fan FAN terminal, with C as common. It provides the phase shift these single phase motors need to run. Service valves. The liquid line and suction line service valves. Often the suction is a ball or Schrader equipped service valve, where you connect gauges and isolate the unit. The liquid line is the small one. Suction is the big insulated one. Disconnect slash whip. The pullout or breaker disconnect on the wall beside the unit and the whip feeding the cabinet. Optional extras. A hard start kit. A crankcase heater. A low ambient control. High slash low pressure switches. A filter dryer sometimes outdoor. How it's wired and plumbed. Power. 240 volts single phase comes through the disconnect to the contactor. The contactor's load side feeds the compressor and the fan. The capacitor sits across the start windings to provide phase shift. Control. A 24 volt signal on the Y wire from the indoor board slash thermostat energizes the contactor coil. Close the contactor. The compressor and fan start. Plumbing. Two copper lines tie the outdoor unit to the indoor coil. The small liquid line warm, uninsulated, and the large suction line cold, insulated. The metering device is at the indoor coil, so the outdoor unit sends high-pressure liquid out the liquid line and receives low-pressure vapor back on the suction line. In the field, sequence of operation. On a cooling call, thermostat closes Y to indoor board energizes the indoor blower G and passes 24 volts out to the outdoor contactor coil to contactor pulls into compressor and condenser fan star together to high side pressure and temperature climb. The condenser rejects heat. Refrigerant subcools and flows to the indoor metering device to the indoor coil absorbs heat from the house to vapor returns on the suction line to runs until the thermostat is satisfied. Then the contactor drops out and both motors stop. Normal values and targets. Subcooling TXV systems, commonly about 8 to 12 degrees at the liquid line, but charged to the manufacturer's target on the plate. Superheat fixed orifice systems. Target depends on indoor wet bulb and outdoor dry bulb. Use the charging chart slash calculator. Not a fixed number. Condenser split condensing temp minus ambient. Roughly 15 to 25 degrees on a healthy R410A unit at design conditions. A wide split points at a dirty coil. Low airflow, overcharge, or non-condensables. Capacitor. Must read within plus or minus 6%, some say plus or minus 10% if it's stamped micro F. A weak run cap drags down compressor and fan performance. Compressor amp draw. Within RLA on the data plate. Lock trotter LRA means it's trying to start and not turning. Voltage, about 240 volts or 208 commercial. Large drop under load points at supply slash connection problems. Common faults and what they mean. Unit hums but won't start slash trips. Failed run capacitor, a compressor needing a hard start, a seized compressor LRA, or a welded slash burned contactor. Check the cap first. It's the cheapest and most common. Fan runs, compressor doesn't or vice versa. A dual cap with one half failed. The HERM section feeds the compressor. The FAN section feeds the fan. One dead section drops one motor. Contactor chatters or won't pull in. Weak 24 volt signal. Bad coil or low voltage problem upstream. Contactor points pitted slash welded equals replace. High head pressure, high condenser split. Dirty condenser coil. Failed slash slow condenser fan. Recirculating hot air. Overcharge or non-condensables. Clean and verify airflow before touching the charge. Low head. Low suction. Poor cooling. Undercharge slash leak. Restriction or low indoor airflow. Confirm with superheat slash subcool. Not a guess. Compressor grounded slash open slash shorted. Megger and own the windings CSR. A grounded compressor often trips the breaker. An open winding won't start at all. Tech tips and gotchas. Check the capacitor before condemning a compressor. A huge share of dead compressor calls are $1.20 cap. Read it under load context. A cap that's drifted low makes a good compressor look bad. Clean the condenser coil before you judge the charge. A plugged outdoor coil throws head pressure, subcooling, and split all off. Charging to bad readings on a dirty coil overcharges the system. The liquid line is the small one. Suction is the big insulated one. Connect gauges to the right ports. Low side on suction. High side on liquid. Don't add charge to fix low suction without diagnosing. Low suction can be undercharge or low indoor airflow or a restriction. Topping off a restricted slash airflow starved system just hides the real fault and risks flooding the compressor. Feel the discharge line and listen. A scroll that's pumping sounds and feels different from one slugging or running backward a miswired three-phase scroll or a momentarily reverse rotating one. Hot, even discharge equals pumping. Safety slash code notes. A disconnecting means within sight of the condensing unit is required per any C-section 440. Verify it's present and lock out before opening the cabinet. Capacitors hold a charge. Discharge them before handling. Recover refrigerant. Never vent. EPA Section 608 prohibits venting and requires certified handling and recovery. MCA slash MOCP on the data plate govern the whip and over current protection sizing. Refrigerant under pressure and brazing. Relieve pressure properly. Purge with nitrogen when brazing and wear eye protection. Liquid refrigerant causes frostbite and flash burns.